Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk. Terry and Robin. And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is the Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with, well, Terry and usually Robin. We're waiting to see if anyone is going to be able to join us tonight. Those of you that are regular listeners know that Robin, for the next few weeks, is taking a class that will have her away from us on Thursday nights. She has her class on Monday and Thursdays. And we had to maneuver to get it on Monday and Thursday because it was originally going to be Tuesday and Thursday, and I wasn't going to have her with me at all. So we're glad that we get her on Tuesday nights, and hopefully she'll be able to join us. We'll see how it goes as we get later into the show. And of course, this is generally the time when we talk about the weather, and you know, I'm in Allentown this week, and she's back at home. Soon enough, that will be getting sorted out. But anyway. Tonight, we are joined by a very special guest, a great friend of mine and Robin's, and let's go ahead and bring in Anne-Marie Augustino, one of the organizers of the Florida Pagan Gathering. How are you tonight, Anne-Marie?
I'm great, Terry. How are you this evening?
Doing well. I mean, we've had some unnaturally warm weather up here, but it's promising to turn off cold this weekend, and we're really looking forward to coming down and seeing you and all of our friends down there and experiencing some nice warm weather down there.
Awesome. Well, everybody's anxious to see you both, and we're going to have a great time. We'll be eating some good food, definitely drinking a lot of good old Southern sweet tea, and hanging around a lot of shady trees and swimming in the Junior Olympic swimming pool because it's in the 80s during the day down here and nice swimming weather, but really great drumming weather because it drops to the 60s and 70s in the evening. So good sleeping weather for our campers.
Oh, excellent. So before we get into all the stories about the event, I would like for you to tell our listeners There might be a few of them out there that don't know who you are. And tell our listeners a little bit about Anne-Marie.
Okay. I'm not brand new to the pagan community. I've been here about 30 years and started out with a small networking group in the Tampa Bay area called PAN. They no longer exist, but lots of other groups have sprung up in their wake. And I took a traditional year and a day class from As Always Coven. And I learned really early on, because that coven was very active in the community and in community building, that if you wanted something, you had to go out there and work to do it. And so from the very beginning, I had what, you know, we in Florida call helium hand. And if something needed to be done, I had no problem volunteering to do it. And over the years, I've done everything. I say I've done everything at festivals, at various festivals, from the potty clean, pixie to president now of FPG. And I've done medical. I'm an RN by profession, and have done first aid at several festivals in Florida. Luckily, we have a really wonderful group in Florida that frequently, you know, they're come fall and spring, we have lots and lots of festivals, and you know, it's great. So I've worked at a lot of festivals, volunteered at a lot of festivals, and sat back, relaxed, and enjoyed. I have a coven of my own. It's called Synergy Circle, and that coven is 15 years old now, and we've had a good time, had a lot of great students, and a lot of our students have moved on to form covens of their own. And before I even was introduced to paganism, I was very metaphysical and read tarot professionally for a number of years, and that was a lot of fun. I still do tarot for people, have a good time doing that, and I keep busy with various students and always with activities. I still belong to a networking group I live in St. Pete, and that's called Greensong Grove. They're a local group. They do the Sabbats and have done for 20 years now. So I'm busy. I keep busy. I keep my hand in all the time.
Well, it sounds like it. And how long have you been with Rogan? How long has FPG been going on?
FPG, this is the 21st year, and I was a participant in FPG before I became, a participant and volunteered. And in 2000, they began in 95, and in 2000, it had started with the Church of Iron Oak. They had a huge lawsuit with the city of Palm Bay, and they needed to help raise funds to pay the attorneys. They were trying to prevent them from having home worship, preventing their coven from meeting at the high priest and high priestess's home. And so they had used the festivals as a means of earning funds to pay their legal cost. And the suit was settled in the favor, of course, of freedom of religion and to meet where you will. And they no longer needed the funds, but everybody was very attached to the festival. And so Roger Coleman decided to share the festival with all of St. Peter, well, not all St., excuse me, with all of Florida. And he opened it up by inviting four other people around Florida to help participate in the running of a new organization, which then became the Temple of Earth Gathering, which runs the Florida Pagan Gathering. And we still have two original board members, myself and Lady Ray Blackhood, on the board, and we have three members that have all served for a minimum. The newest person has served for 3 years, and the others have served for 5 or 6 years or more. So we've had you know, good people join us, and we've been able to present festivals, you know, again for 21 years, first as Iron Oak, and then as Temple of Earth Gathering, and still serving the greater pagan community in in Florida, and we have a lot of guests that come as far away as North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Well, we have guests who've come from Australia and from England, and we have a guest who first came to us from Japan. So we've really had quite a wonderful group of people, and we have a very lovely lady who comes from Germany every Beltane, because she said she doesn't get in her area any kind of fellowship, and she's a travel agent. And so her very first one, she thought, well, I'm going to go. I see this Florida Pagan Gathering, and it's held in Florida, and I want to go to Florida. So she came to Florida at Beltane and came to the festival, and she always stays for a month after in the Tampa Bay area, and because she likes the beaches. And she's now come for, it's been like 14 years that she's been coming every Beltane, and we look forward to her coming. And she wouldn't miss it. She said for her, it keeps her going all year long, just thinking she's going to get to reunite with her Florida Pagan family. And so we take for granted what we have here, because we do have a strong community. We have, there's something going on. There isn't a weekend that goes by that there isn't a group doing a full moon or doing a Sabbat or doing a healing circle or some kind of activity. You'd be hard pressed to find a weekend that doesn't have some kind of pagan activity going on. We're very lucky in our area. I know I've talked to people from other states, and they tell me that it's just not the same, that they don't have that much activity, and they long for it. And I said, you know, what you have to do, if you want something to happen, you have to find a few friends and talk them into it, and you know, get them to work with you, and you just have to stick with it and advertise and network and go everywhere you know everyone else is. Networking is, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I used to do open circles in Gulfport back in the early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, down there on the end of St. Pete. And
I didn't know those were going on. Gosh, I wish I had known.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was they used to do, Gulfport used to do the art walk on the
right.
First and third weekends. It was like the first Saturday and the third Friday or something like that. It was kind of weird. But I used to do tarot readings near the bandstand.
Uh-huh.
Up behind the restaurant there where they built the little park and the bandstand. I used to do tarot readings out in front of that. And then on the Sabbaths, we would do open ritual down on the in the park next to the playground.
Wow, you were a well-kept secret. I'm so sorry we didn't know that. We would have gone.
Well, you know, we know each other now, so that's the
yes,
cool
we
part.
Do. Which is great. And, you know, we still, even though Greensong Grove here in St. Pete has been going for a number of years, we still will have people who find us because a friend told them, and they'll say to us, we've been practicing for, you know, 10 years, and we didn't know anything like this was going on. So while you think you do a good job sometimes of networking, you know, you always have to look for other ways to reach out. And I guess people will find you when they're meant to.
Well, that's it. That is exactly it. So... Actually, I told this story on Tuesday night before we did our full moon ritual, and I'm going to tell the story again tonight because you're a part of it in a way. When we were talking about FPG on Tuesday, and I told people that when I envision and start kind of getting my mindset for the Thursday night show hanging out under the shady tree, it's actually the shade tree just outside the screen enclosure on the hall there at the festival site. And that one that's just outside between the screened in area and the lake.
Right.
You know the tree I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. It's beautiful.
That is my shady tree. When I envision under a shady tree, that's where I am. I'm under that shady tree. And so, you know, I wanted you to know that that's become a part of, you know, become a part of our life is that tree and that festival site and all of you guys.
Well, that's,
you're
that's
a part
heartwarming.
Of every show. You know, every Thursday night, I'm thinking of you guys.
That really makes me happy. That's because that is a beautiful location, and it's a perfect place to exactly what you say. I love the screen porch, but even just grabbing a couple of chairs and sitting down underneath the tree during the day, that's a very relaxing place to be. Just looking out over the lake and seeing all the wildlife there, the turtles and the gators. And all the birds that are there, it's a beautiful place. You could just sit there for a long time and have a lot of good conversations. So thank you.
And
I'm so glad to hear that.
Hey,
the retreat
you're
by the lake
that's
is...
That's what we're doing right now, is we're just sitting under that tree.
Exactly.
Having
a that's great. We love retreats by the lake. It's just so handicap accessible, and there are just so many little places that you can find to sit down and have just a nice, quiet conversation. And yet, if you want to find something lively, that's just a few steps away, too. And we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate we have buildings with air conditioning to have workshops. We have screen rooms to have workshops. We have beautiful outdoor locations to have workshops. And we have a great fire circle. So we really did find a wonderful spot, and it's the nice thing about it, our old spot was it used to take us about an hour to get to the nearest grocery store. Here we've got two of the biggest grocery stores in town, like a 10-minute drive, which makes it nice if you need to go out and get some more supplies, or, you know, if you just want to go out and get a fresh salad and, you know, that's what you want to bring back for dinner instead of having to cook. So we're lucky. We have just the nicest location and everything accessible. And I love out back behind that screen room. I could sit there. We call that the porch. I could sit there forever and ever and just enjoy the beautiful view of the lake. It's really relaxing and comforting. But
That porch is where we did our live remote last time we were with you.
And everyone had such a good time. You really had quite a little crew of people lining up, and the little youngsters that came and talked, it really made me feel good because, you know, there's our future. And they were so willing to be interviewed. They were just chomping at the bit. It's like, can we talk to? They were amazed that you all wanted to share with them and include them and that you asked them some good questions. And I thought they were quite charming.
Oh, well, I mean, you're right. The kids are our future. And that's one of the things that Robin and I love about your events. And that's one of the reasons that we're bringing our little girl with us to this
event. I'm so glad.
It is so family friendly. There's so much for the kids to do. It's not just one of these where you have to, you know, you're afraid to bring the kids or you don't know what's going to be going on. Is it okay? Is it not okay? This one, you include the kids. I mean, talk about the kids track as we head toward the break.
Okay. Well, the children, it was intentional. I mean, we have always wanted to be a family group. Education is very important to FPG, and you know, we all know where we're going. We all know what we're doing. Of course, there are some newbies, but our youngsters, if we're not telling them about our spiritual path, then how are they going to learn? And so we make sure that there are all kinds of activities for them during the day. They have a children's realm that runs in the afternoons from 1:30 to 5:30 when the parents are in workshops. You can drop your little ones off. And we also have a preteen and a teen track, and they run more independently because they don't, well, you know how teens and preteens are. They don't want a lot of structure, whereas the youngsters who are 12 and under, they're looking for a little more structure. Our we just take the potty trained kids, and you can come with your kids that aren't potty trained as long as you stay with them, but we're not doing diapers. But we always have lots of we have lots of coloring activities for them, lots of pagan coloring pages, and we have there's always like a daily craft or two. They have workshops that are, you know, little chant workshops for them. They have this year they have some our people who run our children's track have arranged with the fire department to come, and they're going to be doing children's self-defense, and they're going to be doing fire safety for the children, and so that's fun for them. We also have a special pull time for the children, and we just keep them busy and we keep them occupied. And you know, the rule about children has always been, if you don't have a plan for them, they'll have a plan for you. So we plan lots of healthy activities for them, and we keep them busy, and they keep us busy. And, you know, then they grow up to be teens and preteens. And because we've been around for 21 years, we're now seeing kids who came to us in diapers now taking working positions at FPG. And they're great workers. They learned, we even allow them to be junior staff when they get to be 9, 10 years old. If they want to sweep somewhere or they want to help with something, we encourage it. And we, you know, all of the staff members, they support the kids doing that. And we give them recognition at the end of festival. And, you know, we make a big deal of it because it is a big deal that they learn that volunteering in your community helps to build your community. And then they feel like an integral part of it, which they are. And
very
they
cool.
Really, we have a delightful group of kids. And because this group of kids, now that we have, they're all growing up together, and they get to share so many life events. We've had ceremonies for young girls, menarche rites, and coming of age rites for the kids. And, you know, we've seen them in diapers, and now we see them as young adults going off to college. And it's kind of exciting to know, and they come back to us, and, you know, they now some of them are having babies of their own, and it's kind of fun to see that whole cycle. It's exciting. It's exciting to know that the kids are being given this kind of an education, something that for us when we were kids, this wasn't there. You know, it wasn't as prevalent. People were in the closet. People didn't openly talk about it. And the reputation that we have everywhere that we have been in the state of Florida, we have a great reputation. The police departments love us, and they'll come to us if they need some information. They support us in any way they can. So, again, we have a good reputation with all of the vendors that we have. We rent golf carts because the site is big, and we do have some elderly people and some really little, and moms, you know, carting little ones around. It makes it easier to get to one end of the park to the other. And all of our vendors that we rent things from, the porta potty people, the golf cart people, they love us, and they just look forward to us coming back because we always return everything in such good shape. And they, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we never. Right. They're like, we never worry about renting to you people because we know when your group returns it to us, we're going to get it in good shape. They told me a horror story about one group that had rented from them that had some teens. It was a Christian youth group, and not to say anything negative about anybody else. It's just that particular group. They returned the golf carts. Two of them had been rolled, and the tops were caved in, and they never even told them they damaged them.
Wow.
So they were, when we told them we were a church group, they were hesitant at first, and I gave them reference, you know, to people we had rented from previously, and they called them and they got good references, and they said, well, we're going to give it a go, but, you know, we're hesitant, and they told me the story, and after the first time, they were like, oh, yeah, we'll rent to you anytime, because we even rinse them off before they come. They're like, you don't have to wash them. It's like, look, if we wash them, then we know if we made any additional scratches or anything, and we'll tell you what we did. And they're like, you guys are so honest.
So
it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure that community welcomes us.
Yeah, indeed. Now, we're coming up on the break, I would like for you to talk for just a minute about the musical group that's going to be performing. And then after the break, I'll get you to talk about some of the speakers and what's going on and the kind of things that are going to be happening. But right now, who's the musical headliner this?
Well, we have Fairy Elaine Silver, and we also have Spiral Rhythm. Spiral Rhythm we've had quite a few times, and they're wonderful guests. Their music is always so fun and so lively, and one of the reasons we like them, too, is the kids all love them. Our kids will get up and dance to their very happy, fun songs, and they're just an amazing group of people. They make themselves so much a part of the festival. They come and they just integrate themselves. They're available. If you want to chant with them, they'll do chant workshops with you. They're just so accessible. They're so gracious and they're so talented and their music is so much fun. And then some of their music is just so deeply moving and spiritual. They really do so much original work. They're a wonderful group. We're always so happy when they appear for us. They just really add so much to the festival.
Oh, very cool. All right, well, tonight I actually have queued up a song by Spiral Rhythm. So our listeners can hear a little bit, kind of a preview of what you might hear when you get to Florida Pagan Gathering. So this song is called Show Me the Way. And we're going to play this song and, of course, an ad and a couple of things. You know, got to do some business. And then we'll be back right after this. Everybody stick around.
Show me the way. I'll follow your spirit. Show me the way. Won't you be my guide? Show me. Till my spirit stand naked and clean. Give my heart to my brother, take the world as my lover, then spread wide my wings and fly free. Oh, lady, show me the way. I'll follow your spirit. Show me the way. Won't you be my guide? Show me the way to walk through this
Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more. All available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio. So go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and, well, usually Robin. But Anne Marie has been doing a great job of filling in tonight and has been a great guest and kept me from talking to myself and, blathering on for an hour. So Anne Marie, thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been fun.
It is always fun when you and I get to sit down and just chit-chat. That was a great song by Spiral Rhythm. I do love when they do that harmony, and it almost harkens back to like a Southern hymnal kind of, choir sound in that type of song that they do. I mean, they do some fun stuff, and they dress up and play, but... that particular song just is really moving.
Very moving. It's a lovely song, and they that's the nice thing about Spiral Rhythm. They are so multi-talented that they reach everyone, and they can do everything, like you say, from the fun to the deeply moving spiritual. And that's why we like having them so much as a guest. And that's why I have every one of their albums or CDs, I guess. I'm showing my age by saying albums.
Hey, there's still people that feel like vinyl gives you the deeper spirit of the music, even if CDs are available. So,
it does. It's far more resonant, but it is what it is. I'm glad we have CDs. They're much easier to take everywhere.
They put them all on the hard drive. You don't even have to carry them.
Right. Oh, yeah, we have so many devices now. I mean, my gosh, I can remember, you know, carrying the boom boxes and the transistor radios and, you know, all of those things. And now everything is, you know, a little flash drive. It's all on your phone. I mean, your phone is your life these days.
Yeah, you can even plug it into speakers and have it music for the, you know, for an event, plug your speakers into your iPhone and off you go. So,
yeah, Yeah, it's limitless. I mean, we used to have to carry all of this equipment, you know, your stereo from home, and you'd have to pack it in your car and bring it somewhere if you wanted to have music. But nope, now everything is on your little iPod or whatever phone you have, your smartphone, which is cool.
Yeah. So tell us about we talked a lot about what the kids can do, but what about the adults? What about, you know, who are the, you know,
We have wonderful headliners. We always are very blessed with great headliners. This time we're having Raven and Stephanie Grimassi, and they always bring so much to every festival they come to. They have so much history, so many great stories, and just their workshops never, you know, they have something new every single festival. We've had them for many, many festivals, and it never ceases to amaze me how many new classes they have and how much information both Raven and Stephanie share with everyone. And they're so gracious with their time. And when they're at the author's tent, they'll talk to you forever. And they're wonderful. We also have Aaron Leach, who's a wonderful Golden Dawn. And we have Druanne Welsh. She's an author very metaphysical things. She uses the bowls, the singing bowls, and she uses them for healing and for meditation. She's remarkable. And Christine Gaudette, who we had a lot of people asking for more in-depth tarot, and she's a tarot author who has a lot of good work, and it's not just your basic 101 tarot. She's very advanced, and that's what people were asking for. And then, of course, all the wonderful workshops that you and Robin will be doing. Everyone looks forward to seeing you. The last time you were here, they were really excited, and I know your workshops were well attended. We also have a lot of things going on in the way of activities. We have Drum Circle every night starting at 10 p.m. with Kelso, Becca, and friends. And Kelso and Becca have been drumming for a long time in our community. They're currently living in Texas, but they're coming out to lead our drum circle for us, which is great. Last festival, Dragon Ritual Drummers led our drum circle. And we start out on Wednesdays, making Wednesday a casual day because setting up camp is a lot of work. And we start out at 8 p.m. with an opening ritual at this opening ritual is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of our younger people saw that the German dance routine. I don't know if everybody's seen it on the net, but it's really kind of fun. And the women have been working really hard on their costumes and working on their dance steps. And so that's going to be a very integral part of our opening ritual. And it should be a lot of fun. The young ladies are looking forward to it. And then, of course, we're going to expect everybody to come up and join us dancing. And on Thursday, we have it's our first ever FPG Pagan Olympics. And we have teams, there'll be awards, and we have some some crazy fun things planned for adults and children alike. And on Thursday night, we have a meet and greet, and this time it's going to be a zombie hunters meet and greet. We always pick a theme. This time it's zombie hunters. Last time it was Rocky Horror. We've also done the banishing of the Ostara Bunny at a Beltane. So we've had some fun groups doing things for us. We have also an Nippy Sweat Lodge.
I remember a Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Yep, they did the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. That was amazing. The group who did that, they went out and bought all kinds of teacups and everything from all of the thrift stores. They were planning that for a year, and they brought all of that stuff to festival, and then they gave it all away. You could, you know, once you had your tea and your cookies, they gave you the cups to take home, and it was a lot of fun, and they did they did a lot of good things. So that there's everything is always new. You never know what the next group is going to do. Last festival, we also had an 80s prom, and everybody dressed up in prom wear and took prom pictures and danced the night away. So, again, you just don't know. It's always just a fun night to really just to mingle and get to know people, say hi to the people you met last festival or, you know, 15 festivals in and before, and also a way to include the new people and welcome them and hopefully get them comfortable so that they feel free to come visit your camp and sit around your campfire and chat. You know, they're not strangers. They'll be friends by the time the meet and greet is done, we're hoping. And then we have our concert night on Friday night and concert in the afternoon on Saturday afternoon. And we'll have, again, Spiral Rhythm and Fairy Elaine. And then Saturday night we have the main ritual, Sharing the Harvest. We also have on Friday night one of our most fun children events in the fall. We usually do some kind of a Halloween themed parade around the camp with the children, and everybody gives them candy and snacks and goodies, and they dress up, and sometimes it's theme. We've done Day of the Dead theme, or sometimes we've just let them dress up any way they want. And this time it's the zombie theme, and the young kids are just chomping at the bit, you know, telling their parents what kind of zombies they want to be. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the people who run the camp, the very first time we were there, they have children, and they live on site. They have a little house on site. And they asked if they could come out to the parade because we gave them our whole, you know, what we were doing. And they said, oh, could we come to the parade? Can we bring our children? And they dressed their children up, and their children joined in with our children. And now we have them come regularly around the fire circle every night drumming with us, and they never miss activities. Their children are always part of our activities, which we love. And so, you know, we feel doubly welcome there. And so that's always a lot of fun. And we have a women's and men's tents. We have Sisterhood of the Shield and Brotherhood of the Spear. And so we have a lot for everyone, children, men, women, teens. We have Celtic games that they hold on Friday and Saturday, and a lot of the guys enjoy that. A lot of the teens enjoy that. You know, who wouldn't enjoy taking boffer weapons and hitting everybody over the head with them? It's a typical kid thing. And the nice thing is we have the pardon?
Were you also saying Sweat Lodge when I jumped in earlier?
Sweat Lodge with Gray Ghost Hawk. He'll be doing that on Thursday evening in a Nippy Sweat Lodge. And that's one of the highlights of the festival. So many people go to that. That's really well attended. So, you know, you have your choice. You know, spend a little time at the meet and greet, and then later in the evening go on over to the Sweat Lodge and enjoy that. So we have a lot going. And then again, at 10 o'clock, there's drumming. So we like to say that FPG is a little bit like Disney for pagans, because you can do it your way. You know, you can go to any park you want. You can go to the zombie party. You can go to the drum circle. You can go to the sweat lodge, or you can do a little bit of it all. And during the day, you can go to any classes you want. You can sit around and just chat. I mean, we want everybody to come and get the experience that they want. Some people say, you know, they go to a class or two and they go to the drum circles, but other than that, they just like hanging out at their local fires and chatting and catching up with people and just immersing themselves in the feel of being in a totally accepting community. And that's what they look forward to. They say it's homecoming for them. Every time they come, they feel like they're at home.
I'm looking forward to coming down there. We're going to do our classes, hang out with some people, make ourselves available, of course. You know, so people
you
can
always
come
do.
And talk to you. But I'm also looking to just hang out and make friends. And, you know, it's going to be homecoming for me.
Well, we live in a toxic world, and I think, you know, especially this time of year, we really, it's a good time to come together and to be supportive of each other and to let all of the outside mundane cares just slide off of you and not be concerned about what's happening in the outside world. We kind of have our own insular little world where you can be totally yourself and dress any way you want and, you know, talk about your spirituality without worrying that somebody's going to be offended or they're not going to understand or they're going to judge you. And we have all paths. I mean, we really, and we also have a lot of families who have Christian spouses, and the Christian spouses come and we just have a wonderful time, and we all, you know, we all love and accept each other. It's the best of all worlds as far as I'm concerned. It's the two times a year when I know for sure I'm going to be able to feel totally at home and that anything I say and do is okay, that it's going to be accepted, that somebody isn't going to give me a hairy eyeball for saying thank goddess.
Absolutely. All right, so how does someone get more information?
Well, we have a great website. It's flapagan.org. And the website will give you – we have our handbook listed right now, so – all of our workshops and all of our activities are online. If you go to our front page, if you look at the top, it'll say Sharing the Harvest, celebrating 21 years of Florida Pagan Gathering, and then it'll say Handbook. You go there, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. We have the address on the website. We have the hot links to our registration page. And right now, if you register, you'll save yourself $10. Pre-registration ends October 28th, and we still have some cabin bunks available. All the lodges are sold out, but there are still some cabin bunks, so if you don't have a tent or you don't want to sleep on the ground, we've got lovely air-conditioned or heated cabins, depending on what the weather's like, and we have a lot of indoor showers and flush restrooms, and so it's comfortable. You can camp as rustically as you want, or you can be in a cabin it's a kids camp. And so they're not luxury cabins by any means. They're bunk beds, but they have, the restrooms are clean, the showers are clean, and hot and cold running water. And like I say, AC or heat if it gets chilly. And we've rarely used heat, but every once in a while we'll get a cold night and people will be happy to have a little bit of warmth. We also have day passes. We have day passes available, and for this time is the first time we're doing concert passes. So for $25, you can come out at 7 o'clock at night, stay till midnight, get the concert, and then go to the drum circle. So that's a good deal, too. If you live in the area, it's a really nice evening out.
Excellent. All right, and let people know those that are not listening, that we're going to be doing our dead level best to once again do a live remote on Thursday night at 9 o'clock from the site.
Awesome. Great. Okay, well, we'll set you up again in the in that room, the little screen room. And I know that the zombie hunt will come, so I'm sure there'll be some zombie hunters who want to come out and be interviewed.
Well, that'll be great because we can do it right there next to the shady tree. We'll be
right
under the shady tree at the shady tree.
Exactly, exactly.
I love it. I love it. So, is there
And we'll keep the coffee pot on and the sweet tea rolling.
There we go. Is there anything else that people need to know? Just go to flapagan.org, you said?
flapagan.org, and the website will tell you about everything that's going on. The handbook is posted. Again, the address is right there on the site, and just lots of things to see and do. It's again, it's like we like to call it the pagan Disney. You know, you pick which events you want to do, which days, and it's your own tour.
Excellent.
Oh, I forgot one other thing. We have a wonderful something that was offered by some local people. We have very skilled firewalk presenters, and we have firewalk for only $15 in addition. Everything else in FPG is all included, but the firewalk is additional because they have to get firewood and they have to get rebar and arrows and boards to break, and they'll be doing the firewalk on I don't know which evening. Hang on, let me see. I can find what evening the firewalk is.
Saturday night from 9:30 until midnight.
There you go. So that's going to be a great experience. And last time I did a firewalk, it definitely, I left there changed and inspired, and it was a really good spiritual experience for me. And everybody I've heard who's experienced the firewalks comes away saying they have so much more self-security and they feel so much stronger, and that they always come away feeling renewed after the firewalk. And you can take part in any portion of it. You can just hear the lecture if you want, and that's free. Or you can participate. And so any part of it. And the people who they're used to, they've done this for hundreds and hundreds of people. And if you come and you didn't think you wanted to do it, and at the last minute you want to, you just have to sign the release forms with them, and then you can participate in anything that they have. And like I say, for me, it was one of the most empowering things I've ever done. I really, it was inspiring. I left there feeling more whole and more self-secure, and it just changed so many things for me. I cannot recommend that enough to somebody. It's a great experience.
All right, and there's one more thing I wanted to get you to mention. The vendors. I mean,
we have great vendors.
Vendors row, and you know, need to let people know about it.
Yes, we have great vendors. We have 37 vendors that are pre-registered, and we'll get some additional vendors who will just come in. And we do have two food vendors on site. So if you don't want to cook for yourself, we've got the food vendors. They'll sell a la carte, and you can also buy meal plans from them. And our other vendors will have everything metaphysical under the sun. And some of the vendors will craft things for you, like necklaces and various jewelry. They'll handcraft it right there. But we have things from brooms and books, and you name a craft, and they'll have it. They have really incredible things. And we'll also have we also have a space for some of the networking groups to set up too. You'll be able to go look and see what's going on in your area. And we encourage that. Things that are nonprofit, we encourage them to come set up a booth. And some of them will sell objects to support their nonprofit work, which is a great thing.
Now, well, I bought a sword the last time we were there. And, of course, we couldn't fly back with it, so Marcy had to bring it up to us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, she was coming up for the hand fasting, and so she brought it with her, and then we used that to cut the cake at the hand fasting, and then a year later we used that to cut the cake at our wedding. So,
how nice.
So, one more.
You really are connected.
Do what?
You really are connected.
I'm telling you, one more way that we're all connected. So, let me take just a minute here really quick and tell people how to get in touch with Robin and myself. The easiest way, of course, is our email address that we share, and that is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And if you send an email to that, put something in it that flags our attention. If you want us to come speak at your event, if you want to do a workshop with your group, whatever it is, just put something in the subject line. More than, hi, Robin, or hi, Terry, or, something like that. You need to put a little more information because we get a ton of emails. Also, you can find our Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. And let's see, if you want to find me on Facebook, I'm Terry Power. And I believe it shows me in Pennsylvania. I'm honestly not sure what city it shows me in right now, but we are working on making some changes in that. But it shows me in Muncie, Pennsylvania. There we go. So find the Terry Power in Muncie, Pennsylvania. And Robin's friends page is Robin A. McKean, and she's the only one. She's unique. And that will you can find her. Send us a friend request. Also, my public figure page is RevTerryPowerHP. Follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP. And there is the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page. Go there and you can always find show announcements and ideas about where we are and what we're doing. So with all of that said, I want to thank Anne Marie first for inviting us back. Inviting us the first time over a year ago. It's a year and a half now since we were there for Beltane in your 20th year. And we're just really excited that you asked us to come back. It was great seeing you at Caldera Fest. And we're really looking forward to Caldera Fest with you guys next year also.
You're a great guest. We enjoyed you so much at our events, and everybody who wants good speakers, you guys are definitely it.
See, now you don't make me blush. No, probably not. But anyway, thank you.
I didn't think anything made you blush, Terry.
it would be a challenge. It would be a challenge. That is not a challenge. It would be a challenge. I'm just not putting that energy out there. But thank you. I mean, you have become so much a part of our life together and what we do and the times that we've spent with you and your members has just always been magical and memorable. And we love you guys and we just want to say thanks.
Well, thank you so much. And we feel the same. We love you. And you're an important part of the Florida group now. Once you're a guest, the second time, you're family.
Well, we are honored to be a member of the family. And thank you for being with us tonight and sharing with all of our listeners all the cool stuff that they need to get to Florida. Did we even say the dates?
No, we didn't. We didn't. It's November 2nd through the 6th.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we're flying in on Tuesday night the 2nd, and then 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then everybody has to go back to mundanity after that.
Yep.
So.
Well, it'll be good seeing you. I look forward to it.
We're looking forward to it as well, and Perry is so excited that she gets to go with us on this trip as well. So, looking forward to it. She's so darling. She is an amazing young lady, and so much a part of the community that we have here. And well, you saw her, being part of the community at Caldera Fest. She just doesn't know how not to be involved.
She's a pagan force to be reckoned with. In the coming years, she definitely will make her mark because she's so much an active part of the pagan community now, even in her young years.
Absolutely. She is definitely going to be a force. And so with that, I think it is, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we sign off?
Just many thanks, and we look forward to seeing you soon, and you have a safe journey here.
Yes, ma'am. Looking forward to it. See you in a couple of weeks now.
You take care. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Join us at the Pagan Florida Pagan Gathering just a couple of weeks from now. So be there. And with that, I'm going to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.